Laughing about it. But yes, it was all right.
What did people do when they went out together in those days?
Oh, well, it was pictures, generally speaking, or else you didn't do anything really exciting to that extent. Well, I don't think it's exciting. You'd go for a walk, or you'd go to one another's. I'd go to his parents' house eventually, and he'd come to mine, and we'd go to his sister's and visit them. It was just really something to do that didn't cost any money, really, because we didn't have any money to sort of spare, really, not to do. By the time you'd sort of paid your bus fares and had a bit of lunch or something and paid your mother something, there wasn't a great deal left out of 2 pounds. I think it was between 2 pounds, 12 shillings or something. Mind you, it did go further then. I mean, sort of like you paid a few pennies to go to work, whereas it'd probably be about £1 now. So,
What did his parents do?
his father was, he was a driver and a truck driver in, I think he worked for Tuckwells, one of the big sort of firms. And his mother didn't really work. I didn't think she had a job of work. She might do the odd sort of cleaning job, but I don't think she actually, not when I knew them anyway. I don't know whether she did earlier on, I'm not quite certain. I don't think she did as, like my mother worked all the time, but I don't think she did, She might have just had a few hours, as I said, but nothing really permanent,
So you were both quite young and living at home. What happened when you got married?
Then we had, that was 1960, we got married. We had a flat, a furnished flat we had to start with, which we paid 4 guineas for, which was an enormous amount of money then. But I mean, of course, it's nothing today, but it was a lot then because we didn't get the money. I can't really remember how much my wages was. I think they'd gone up to something around about £12, but then I was in on shift work then. I did the same work at the University Press, but and then my husband didn't get a great deal more than me. He also worked there. Then I think I've dried up a bit.